听力课堂，听 class.com。
洪恩环境英语中高级篇。
High Intermediate Part 3。
课文。
This story isn't big enough to help my career.
Good morning, Stephen. Are you all right?
Hi, Jake. Yes, I'm fine. I'm just a little tired.
Late night last night, huh? Party, dancing, what was it?
The baby. He wakes up every 3 hours at 11, 2, and 5.When the alarm clock goes off at 7, I'm too tired to get up.
Every 3 hours. Why?
Because he's hungry.
Can't you just leave a bottle of milk next to his bed?
Peter isn't old enough to feed himself. He's only 2 months old.
When will he be old enough to feed himself?
In a few years.
A few years? Can't you just tell him to wait until morning?
He isn't old enough to understand what people say.
Poor Stephen, you need to drink lots of coffee.
Usually I rush to work without any breakfast at all.Anne and I are too busy to eat regular meals. We're even too busy to go grocery shopping.
You must be glad to come to the office where it's quiet.
Oh, no. I hate to leave the baby for more than a few hours.
Oh, Stephen, by the way, I forgot. I have a gift for Peter.
You do?
Yeah, wait here. I'll get it.Open it, Stephen. It's the perfect gift for a baby boy.
This is nice of you, Jake. It's a book about baseball.
Isn't it great? He'll learn all about baseball. We can take him to the park and practice.
It's a great gift, Jake. But Peter is too young to read. And he's too young to play baseball. He isn't even old enough to crawl.
When will he be old enough to play baseball?
In a few years.
Show him the book anyway. Tell me what he says when he sees it.
Jake...Peter isn't old enough to talk. He's a baby. You know about the news, Jake, but there's a lot you need to learn about babies.
Okay, Maria, I understand. Our next feature story is about the Stanford Museum and Nature Center.Maria, are you sure this story is interesting enough to be on Hello America?
We got a lot of letters and phone calls about our first story on the Nature Center.
Okay, fine. Goodbye, Maria. farm life, baby pigs. This story isn't big enough to help my career. I want to cover world events. I want to do another story on Abbott Larkin. A story on farm life is really too boring to spend my time on. I have an idea. I think I have a very good idea. Hi, Connie. How are you?
Hi, Jake. I'm fine. This sandwich is too big to finish. Would you like half?
No, thanks, Connie. Maria wants a story on New England farm life in the late 1700s.
Farm life? What a great story. I'd like to do a story about a farm.
You would?
I grew up on a farm. I love farms.
Well,
too bad I'm working on a story about hotels. I'm too busy to help you with this farm story.
It isn't too late to talk to Maria. If it's okay with her, would you like to work on the farm story?
The story isn't big enough to have two reporters working on it, Jake.
But it sounds perfect for you, Connie.
No, it's your story. Besides, I have a story.
Connie, when was the last time you were on a farm?
A long time ago. Too long ago to remember. Could be fun.
Well, tomorrow you're going to the farm. I'm going to talk to Maria.
Okay, I'll go. Now I am too busy to sit here. I have to go and do some research. Goodbye, Jake.
Bye. Bye, Connie. Well, that was too easy to be true. But Connie really is happy to do the farm story. Great. Now I'm free to do another interview with Abbott Larkin. No baby pigs for me.
This is the end of lesson 1.